Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Also happening today, Julie Gunlock of Independent Women's Network is with us, keeping us company all morning. Julie, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yesterday, Secretary of State Tony Blinken faced questioning in the House of Representatives, although he didn't even deign to drive the mile and a quarter from Foggy Bottom to show up. He did a virtual Zoom testimony. General Jack Keane joins us right now to talk about some of the things we learned here. General Keane, always good to talk with you, sir. Thank you for being here.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
Well, one of the most repeated quotes from yesterday's testimony from Secretary of State Blinken was when he started with the Trump after the Trump administration in January of 2021, they inherited a deadline but not a plan. Can you comment on that? And from your understanding, does that sound right to you based on the people you knew in the Pentagon and the State Department and the Trump administration? Would they have not had some semblance of a plan for withdrawal put together?
Well, first of all, I don't appreciate the fact that Secretary Blinken is trying to shift the blame and accountability here to the Trump administration. Listen, I didn't agree with the United States entering into negotiations with the Taliban. I think what we came out with, I read the document, actually, before it was submitted to the president. I thought it was a surrender document. It was very favorable to the Taliban. But listen, the Biden administration came in. They can establish their own deadline to leave. Certainly they did. They can establish their own conditions. They didn't establish any conditions whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just shifting the blame is really not an explanation. And we still don't have an explanation of the thought process that they were going through when they set the artificial arbitrary timeline of 31 August, which would take place the withdrawal right during the middle of the fighting season.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you know, the choice that they had, and this is another, I think, misstatement. They're trying to cast the choice as our choice was either to bring thousands of additional troops in to fight in Afghanistan again or withdraw. And that reminds me of the false choice that President Obama used to make all the time about dealing with ISIS in Syria. You know, we're going to fight 100,000 troops or not fight at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he chose not to fight at all. That's a false choice because the options were on the table were we were going to stay around 3,000-4,000 troops at best. That was the option that was on the table. Why? Because it was working. I mean, it was imperfect, but it achieved a stalemate, which prevented the takeover of Afghanistan by the Taliban. We could not defeat the Taliban, but they couldn't take it over. Is that what we all wanted? No, but it was acceptable because why? Because it was preventing what we were concerned about is a return of Al-Qaeda and organizations, foreign terrorists, establishing a safe haven in Afghanistan to threaten the United States. It was achieving our number one national security objective. And he's misrepresenting it. No one was at the Pentagon wasn't advocating bringing thousands of combat soldiers back in there. We took them out in 2014. They haven't been in there for 7 years. That proposal just was not on the table is any serious consideration whatsoever. And so okay. We're not really getting an explanation. And unfortunately, we don't get any sense of accounting, you know, for some of the obvious mistakes that were made that the American people have seen and the world writ large has seen as well.
General Keane, this is Julie Gunlock. I'm glad to be on with you. I'm really concerned about what we've done in Afghanistan and the impact it's going to have on some of our allies like Taiwan and also Japan. I'd like you to talk a little bit of what you think this means. I mean, China is thrilled. Russia is thrilled with our withdrawal from Afghanistan. And we've seen how China has treated Hong Kong. I think a lot of people are very concerned about this. You know, what's your outlook on the conditions for Taiwan?
Well, I mean, people have a right to be concerned. This is another thing that concerns me because the president and Secretary Blinken have both painted this as that our adversaries love the fact that we're bogged down in Afghanistan for years, therefore not able to counter their aggression and their malign behavior. And that's false.
Right.
The fact of the matter is we had 7 military bases in Afghanistan, Julie, multiple CIA bases on the border of China and on the border of Iran and one country away from Russia. They are absolutely thrilled that we are out of there, and they are now going to reap the benefit of influence in Afghanistan. But to your question, the implications of what has taken place by this horrific debacle that's taken place, yes, certainly. I mean, that emboldens our adversaries, and you can see the propaganda campaign that's become quite intense, targeted at the Taiwanese people, that President Xi is orchestrating with his goons. Mm-hmm. And certainly they want to prey on the fears of the Taiwanese. And yes, that absolutely emboldens our adversaries. And it shakes our allies in a way that, you know, they question the United States. And therefore, at times when there's pressure on them, are they going to accept some risk with an adversary that they would not accept if they knew the United States was absolutely got their back?
Right.
That is a position we don't want our allies to be in. And I believe this administration is got to get out of Washington, D.C., and get out to where our allies are, in the Pacific, in the Middle East, and in Europe. Start with the Pacific and shore up these relationships and make certain. I mean, they're not going to buy just rhetoric, of course, because they've just seen our actions,
right,
and those actions are have shaken our allies.
Yeah.
But it's a start, and then
something.
We've got to back that up, you know, with other actions. I would send a high representative to Taiwan, which would infuriate the Chinese for sure, but would send a loud message, somebody that we've never sent before that technically we shouldn't be sending as a result of the Taiwan Relations Act of 1979. Somebody like the NSC director, Jake Sullivan, or Deputy Secretary of State, or maybe even someone like General Milley, to just send a message to them, you know, for sure. Take this issue off the table. What the CCP is doing.
We have to leave it there. He is the chairman of the Institute for Study of War and also a Fox News senior strategic analyst. He is General Jack Kane. General, always good to talk with you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, wonderful talking to you and your audience. Thank you.